are asking us, Lord, that don't let us do anything that will make us stop what you are doing. Take all the glory of our lives, Daddy. In Jesus' name we pray. Let's give Jesus a big hand clap. Proverbs chapter 14, verse 23, before we take our seat, if you don't mind. Proverbs chapter 14, you know, the word hasn't entered, that's why. I was just exhorting us to give God thanksgiving. Proverbs chapter 14, verse 23. Look at that scripture and gain hope. Now, the scripture says, in how many? In all labor. Lighthouse. You don't need to go to Honolulu. You don't need to go to Australia. Hawaii and Honolulu are in the same place. Praise the Lord. Honolulu is in Hawaii. Praise the Lord. You don't need to go to... you don't need to sell wood and leave off selling ice cream. You catching the joke? No. Lighthouse. Imagine all of us are selling wood. Who will sell kerosene? Who will sell stove? Lighthouse, don't forget this scripture. In how many labor? Can I tell you a secret? What you are doing is enough for God to reach you. What you are doing now. But see what the scripture says. In Exodus chapter 9, verse 10, then we take our seat. Whatever therefore, because there is profit in how many labor? Whatsoever thy hand findeth to do then, with how? Have your seat and welcome to God's house. Jesus, you are my best friend. I like to work out with you. Don't worry, we'll leave here at 12. Don't worry, she'll get. You know, it doesn't take long. It doesn't take God a long time to do a great work. It's not what is. It's not how many words said that is helpful. It's the word retained. Are you here? Or you left. It's the word what? How many words did my sister retain last week? Did he produce? She said, I actually didn't remember, but I remember this one. Come on. Lighthouse, can I tell you a secret? God knows what you need. And by mercy, once you pick it, you'll be done. You'll be fine. If I was say the talk of mouth is penury. Did you see that in Proverbs 14:23? He said, in all labor there is profit, but you know, talking, not doing action. But my sister said, Mommy said, I held on to that word since the beginning. It's not the hearer of the word that profits from it. The door of it. So don't worry, the word you need in 10 minutes, if we can leave here earlier than 12. So if you are gaming for sales, don't worry, we'll catch it. Let's stand up on our feet. Jesus, you are my best friend. I like to work out with you. I'm waiting for you. You play me while you
Jesus.
Psalm 119 verse 165 says something we should take profound notice about. Great peace have they that love thy law. They will be secured every time. Failing and falling. But those who have understanding knows. You see, can I tell you a secret? To be honest with you, when God wants to position his people, he does so in the midst of confusion. So don't let confusion infuriate you. I'm telling you, Lighthouse. Because in the midst of it, it's repositioning. It's what? Let me warn you. By the grace of God, from my background and learning, I thank God for grace, okay? Okay? You know my background, you don't, many of us don't know, but that's fine. But come and see me in my environment. You don't know what I do. That's how I walk. But I thank God for grace, okay? Okay? All right. If I begin to tell my letters, I don't want to feel, no, this is not this place for that, okay? Okay. You see, many people flood to mature economy. You know what a mature economy is? Like these Western countries, they are, you see, they are totally, they're so grown. There's in the life cycle of a product, there's a time that product becomes matured. When that product becomes matured, it has gained stability. It has gained brand. Okay? Then, you know, it begins to direct its own pricing. You know what I'm saying? Then you say, we went to this, to the show, and our husband went to Mercedes. They want to price the car, and they are pricing it. And they told them, no. Price He said, no. Well, myself, if you can't pay that much, I'm like, just go. She told me that. I said, yes, they're not looking for buyers. Their market is what? Okay. Now, but you see, when you go to a matured economy, opportunities are rare. What did I say? Yeah. But in a growing economy, are you here? You know, may you not pay to come and see me in my office? In all labor, there is profit. Why do we need God? Some time ago, I told you about the three dimensions of wealth. There is a transactional wealth, there is a transformational wealth, and the sovereign wealth. Okay, don't forget that. If you want to recall, get the tape. Now, in each of those dimensions of wealth, there's what we call the treasury of wealth. Treasury. Don't confuse dimension and treasury. Okay? In the finance department, just a quick, because many of us, you just say, I can define finance department and all of that. But including your church, we are so organized such that we have the treasury, we have accounting and reporting, and we have audit, all of them within the same finance department. Did you catch that? Okay. Treasury deals with money, cash, investment. You know, do we have enough money to do this transaction? Do we move money? And your church does that. We have, thank God for Fala's life. It knows what our liquidity is, when we need to move money from reserve, take money to reserve. Did you catch that? Okay, we also have reporting, where we capture the transaction that happened within a particular month and we report it. And of course, it. You know, steps, and I keep telling them, you must verify, check. You know, if you buy something, produce risk, all of them must be right, okay? All right. But if you just say, well, I can't, no, we don't do the same thing. I said for personal taxes, I'm not a tax accountant, for instance. My major is reporting. Now, under the, in the treasury of wealth, there are also three dimensions where wealth can issue from. The first one, let's go to Genesis chapter 49. And please don't forget this. Thank God, because it will be a result. Genesis chapter 49. We'll read from verse 22. Genesis chapter 49 from verse 22. It said, Joseph is a fruitful bow, even a fruitful bow by a well, whose branches run over the wall. The archers have sorely grieved him and shot at him and hated him. But nothing grieved him. His bow abode in strength, and the arms of his hand were made strong by the hands of the mighty God of Jacob. From thence is the shepherd, the stone of Israel, even by God of your father, who shall help thee, and by the Almighty, who shall bless thee. Now, see the treasuries of blessings, of wealth. He will bless thee, what? With what? The blessings of heaven above. So upon your transactional source of wealth, there is a treasury. There are three treasuries of wealth within it. There is a blessing that is from above. Look at the next one. Then the blessing. No, sorry. Roll back, my sister. In that same scripture. He said, he shall bless thee with the blessings of heaven above. So there is a blessing from blessings upon the same Jacob. Upon the same Joseph. Then the blessings of the deep that lieth under. And the blessings of the breasts. Can I tell you a secret? You see that breast and womb there? Don't take it from mommy's breast and mommy's womb. You know, it's a metaphor. We will unravel it to before we go. So we have the three treasuries of wealth. So that upon your transactional business or dimension of wealth, heaven must open. Heaven must what? The most and the primary one is the blessing from above. Now, that blessing from above is spiritual in nature. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3. Ephesians, you know, you see, don't count on anybody who is rich or has no spiritual life. It's a very dangerous trend. Is it very what? Yeah. That's the blessings of the earth upon which there is no open heavens. That's why that wealth can without history. Without what? Yeah. The same thing can happen to the good and the bad, but the good will recover. The good will do what? Why? Because of the blessings from above. Say treasury of blessings. 1 Corinthians, Ephesians 1:3. He said, blessed be God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all, what? Where? He will bless you with the blessings of heaven above. God can close the ceiling. He can make, the land can yield for somebody to his destruction. Proverbs chapter 1. He said, the prosperity of the fool, we do what? We destroy them. The prosperity of the fool, we destroy them. And the turning away of the simple shall slay them. But that won't be you. The blessings of heaven above. That's one treasury of blessing. Number two, the blessing of the earth deep beneath. Job chapter 28. Verse 5 and 6. We looked at that the last time. It says, as for the earth, blessings of the earth beneath, deep. He said, as for the earth, out of it cometh bread. Now, that is a blessing type when it issues out of treasury. Is this kind of blessing that makes the same people do the same course but don't end up not handing the same salary? As a matter of fact, you will be shocked. May you not work for your classmate. under the same teacher, under the same tutor. But one heart treasury opened up. Put your hand on open your chest. I said, let the earth yield for me, Jesus. The treasury of the world's beneath. In the name of Jesus. He said, as for the earth, out of it cometh bread. The blessing. Oh, Jacob was prophetic. He said, he will bless thee with the blessings of heaven above. And that series, that sequence is so important. Because you know why? There's no point being fruitful as a poor person. You didn't catch it. That's why they will take their children from them. You didn't catch it. Okay. I'm going to the blessed womb of the breast and the womb. That order is so important. That's why they tell ladies, a man that doesn't have a source of income. Why? The heart has to yield first for you to be fruitful, for you to bring forth, for you to multiply. The ground must mature. It will mature for you. As for the earth, out of it cometh bread, and under it is turned up as it were fire. But see what is underneath. The stones of it are the places of sapphire, precious stones. And it has dust. May your land carry yield of gold in Jesus' name. I heard the story of this man. Many of us will probably have known it. I have 5 more minutes remaining. Kenneth Copeland. How many people know Kenneth Copeland? Now, he bought a land in Texas. And he discovered gas under his property. People think he's using church money. You see, don't see what you see. Oh, my God. Some people's mouth is what condemned them. Because God told Job and his friend, he said, you were talking what you don't know. He said, you have not spoken of what is, you know, you see, you are better off. Somebody came to me, we're in camp, and the person was talking. And as we're talking, we're talking official matter. And God said to me, tell this lady, mighty, he said, do you know MYOB? I said, right, stop. I said, do you know MYOB? He said, yes. I said, God just told me, you should MYOB. I said, what does MYOB? He said, mind your own business. Okay, yeah, that's what God is telling you. Give God a hand. The stones of it are the place of sapphire, and it hath dust. Well, may that be beneath your house. Can I tell you a secret? There is no house that doesn't have it, except that it's withholding from those who are not discerning. That's why he said, whatever your hand finds, where are you going to find it? On your own ass. As you are walking it. Say breakthrough. You know what breakthrough means? One activity that will plunge you through. Let's stand up on that. The last one is the blessings of the breast and the womb. If you don't have a child yet, I would strongly recommend. In the event you're having a children, don't worry about. I'm sure this milk that is God ordained, so that people will refocus. I'm telling you, people will refocus. You see, the breast composition is divine. Is what? Oh boy, divine content. The content of the breast milk changes with the need of the child. And what a man child needs is different from what a cow child. That's what the Bible is saying here. He will bless you with the blessing of the breasts. As your need changes, the treasury will be yielded. Then the womb is for gestation. It will bring it to maturity. It won't be sour in your mouth. Oh, Do you know how well that will make you sleep? Let's lift up our hands to God and talk to Him. Lord, open to me the treasury of wealth, the blessings of heaven above. Don't envy a man who brought forth yield without open heavens. He stole it. I'm not. You may not have stolen it like you rob people, but it won't endure. Because if there is no heaven upon it, the spiritual rain that will secure it, it will be robbed easily. Father, Lord, we thank you. And there will be no riches you have that will not progress with your needs. That's the blessing of breasts. As the Lord liveth, there will be nothing God gave to you that will be sour in your mouth. He said, the fathers have eaten sour grapes, harvest that didn't mature. But your teeth will not be found on it. Father, Lord, we thank you. Father, as we go from here, let the treasure of heaven accompany us. Let the blessing of the deep beneath be ours. May we not be lacking in the blessing of the breast. May the womb carry our to maturity. May each of us return having found it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Please stretch your hands towards me and just thank God. Just thank God. Say, Father, thank you. Write us, if you thank God, He will do with me what is remaining. Father, we thank you. Blessed be your name, our Father. In Jesus' name we pray. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, goodness and mercy are following us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord. You should still make the sales by now, right? All the best.